Well, hey, everybody, Pastor Steve here, and thank you so much for being with me today. We are in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 4 today, and while you're opening your Bible there, I want to encourage you to be praying for our services this Sunday, for people to be saved, for God to be glorified, praying for opportunities that you will have to invite people to church, and that you'll be bold and invite people, and you get here early on Sunday and bring a friend with you. Well, today we are in chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians, and again, Paul is still dealing. He's building his argument and trying to teach the people about the divisiveness, and there are several issues, but to this point, he's really only dealt with the issue of them being divided over who was their favorite pastor, or what party, so to speak, quote-unquote, do they belong to, Apollos, Paul, Cephas, Jesus, etc. And he says to them in this chapter that really we're all servants of Christ, and he's the one who judges us, so stop judging each other. And we're all called to be faithful, faithful to Jesus, faithful to the ministry he has given us. And I think in an attempt to get them to really listen to him, especially those who said they are of Apollos or Cephas. You know, listen, he says, listen, I'm your spiritual father, and I care about you. Look at verses 15 and 16 in this chapter. He says, "For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ," in other words, like a tutor in school, you have a lot of people who are teaching you in Jesus. Peter taught them. Apollos taught them, others taught them. You got a lot of different teachers, tutors, so to speak. Yet, in the middle of verse 15, yet you would not have many fathers. You may have a lot of tutors, a lot of teachers, but you've only got one daddy, one spiritual father. In verse 15, he says, "For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel." Remember, it was the Apostle Paul who traveled during his second missionary journey to the city of Corinth in Greece and started this church. Many of them were saved under Paul's ministry. He was their spiritual father. And I guess you could say he's pulling a little bit of clout here as he is reminding them that even though they've had all these other preachers and teachers, he is their spiritual father. And as a result, he cares about them and their future. Verse 16, he says, "Therefore, because I am your," these others may teach you, "but I'm your spiritual father. Therefore, I exhort you," you know, like a dad talking to his kids, "I exhort you, be imitators of me." He said, "I'm your spiritual father. Listen to me. Listen to me." And then he goes on in verse 17 to say, "I'm sending Timothy, one of my associates, to you," to there in Corinth, to the church, "to help you." And then he goes on to say, "And eventually I'm going to make a visit. I'm going to come see you again." And then he says something interesting in verse 21. He says, "When I come to visit you now, what do you desire? How do you want me to show up? Shall I come? You want me to come to you with a rod or with love and a spirit of gentleness? It's your choice." It's like mom, dad to the kids. Your choice. You want time out? You want the switch? You want a reward? What do you want? And it's as though Paul is saying to this church, "All right, now I'm your spiritual father, and I'm coming to visit you to straighten out some of this stuff and to help you. So when I come, how do you want me to show up? You want me to come with love and gentleness, or you want me to come with a switch, with a rod?" Wow. Sometimes a parent has to come with love and gentleness. I would say that's how we need to come almost all the time. But there are those occasions when a parent needs to exercise the rod. Not in anger, but in love, but the rod. Sometimes a pastor or leaders need to do the same thing. almost always it needs to be in love and gentleness. But there are times when a leader, when a pastor needs to come with a rod. The rod should be the last resort, not the first choice. And if someone, whether it's a parent, a leader, takes pleasure in or is eager to use the rod, that parent, that leader needs to take a long, hard look in the mirror, because nobody should be eager to use the rod. It should be a last resort. But on those occasions when it's needed, a parent, a leader, needs to be willing to bring out the rod. But 99% of the time, love and gentleness. Well, that's the thoughts on this one. I don't know if that encourages you or what that does. But anyway, that's what jumped out at me when I was reading this chapter. I'll see you tomorrow as we wrap up this week and look at chapter 5. God bless you, everybody. Have a wonderful Thursday evening. And hey, pray that Friday and Saturday you have an opportunity to invite someone to church. And then do it. I look forward to seeing you Sunday. God bless you, everybody.